27 candidates, 15 counties, 5 seats and 18 days left in this campaign. We are focusing today on the Midlands Northwest constituency. We'll join Justin in Galway for some analysis shortly. But first, our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been out across the constituency talking to candidates and finding out more about the issues. Here's how he got on.
12, where are we going? 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. Where are we going?
That's the sound of the Ballybay Mart in Monaghan, which is one of the 15 counties that make up the Midlands Northwest constituency. The constituency is Ireland's biggest, with about 1.8 million in it. A playing field like this comes with a huge range of issues, and there's 27 candidates trying to navigate their way through it in the hope of claiming one of the 5 seats. Here at the Mart, it was all about farming.
Well, we need more support for dairy farmers, and the expenses and all, you know, it's too much expense per litre. We're not getting paid.
This week we went out and spoke to some of the candidates hoping to get into Europe. And it was here that we met Independent Ireland's Kieran Mullooly, who was mingling with some of those buying and selling cows.
Are they dear?
Oh, they're too dear.
The last 3 months I've been out were very dear, I'll tell you. Very dear, you know. Yeah.
The former RTÉ Midlands correspondent is running with Independent Ireland, and he talked us through what he will do if he gets elected.
The big issue where we are today in Monaghan, and indeed going back to the Midlands, is farming and the threat of losing the nitrates derogation. This is a really serious issue. Farmers know their obligation and their responsibility in terms of water quality, but they also know they need time to address the issue, and they also feel that the rest of the state in terms should address the issue with regard to wastewater and sewage issues with local authority housing all over the country. So it's a very important matter for the European Parliament and for the Commission, and indeed for Ireland, and now appealing to retain it for the next 5 years. If we don't retain it, I'm predicting serious problems for farming in this region, because there will be an incredible bargain and auction game going on with regard to try and rent land. Ultimately, farmers have to have the land to maintain numbers, maybe in cattle or suckler or whatever is involved. If they can't do that, stand by for a really, really nasty piece of work in terms of auctions and land renting, because that's potentially going to put small farmers out of business, and we'll end up with what? We'll end up with ranchers all over the region.
After meeting Kieran, we set off again and headed over 130 kilometres down to Tullamore in County Offaly, where there was a big buzz around the town. Thousands were filtering through O'Connor Park's turnstiles as the county's under-20s were set to take on Kilkenny in the Leinster hurling semi-final. I asked some of them what the big issues are.
It's improvements people are looking for and looking to see where they're going to turn to get those improvements. It's hard to decide which way to go.
Just like Offaly hurling.
Well, we hope that'll go one way tonight. Yeah, all going well. Yeah.
Just up from O'Connor Park was Fianna Fáil's candidate Barry Cowan, who was out knocking on doors with local councillor Declan Harvey. Barry said he wants to help improve rural economies.
The whole area of the rural economy and the role of food production, farming and agriculture within it, the challenges that exist in agriculture as witnessed by the sector in recent years and its effort to change its practices, to change the way in which it delivers food in a sustainable way, and it's imperative that they're rewarded and invested in rather than the cost forgone metric that you've had to date. So I'll be seeking to see that come to fruition in a new CAP deal. We'll be looking at over-regulation and the fact that the Green Deal was promised simplification, didn't necessarily give it. We want to get it. We want to retain the derogation for the dairy sector, but also that impacts, of course, on beef production, on the tillage sector and sheep sector. So it's imperative that we work collaboratively as when elected. It's a political decision that will decide upon that. I have, and my party has, allegiances and alliances with a group within the European Union, the Renew ALDE group. We can win favour, we can negotiate, we can impact in a way in which delivers that derogation, because it has to be retained, and I've no doubt that it will be with that sort of effort on our part.
After a trip to Ulster and Leinster, it was on to Connacht the next day, where I met up with Labour's Fergal Landy in his native Oran Mór on the outskirts of Galway City. He talked me through what he'd like to do if he gets elected.
I suppose my priority issues for the European campaign are introducing a European plan for affordable housing, I believe housing is a massive issue here in the country at the moment. Addressing climate change and biodiversity, obviously, is a major issue. But how do we make sure that that's a fair and just transition that doesn't impact negatively or isn't experienced as impacting negatively on people such as farmers in rural Ireland, but also people already encountering poverty and disadvantage in urban communities as well? And ultimately, I think that's about improving social rights at a European level for children, families and people with disabilities and the elderly. So many of the other countries in Europe that we sit alongside in the European Parliament have invested over many, many years in proper public services, in housing, in public transport, in hospitals, in health services and education. And I think we're lagging in that regard. And I think people are a bit frustrated by that.
As Fergal continued on his canvass, we then went into Galway, where we met Saoirse McHugh, who is running independently. She spoke about Gaza, the environment, water resources and housing.
We deserve, and we can get, I suppose, with, you know, if we elect the right people, we can get a Europe that stands for peace, that stands against genocide in Palestine, and one that takes adequate climate and environmental action in ways that improves people's lives, specifically around things like food, water, transport and electricity.
What kind of things are people saying to you as well?
The main things that are kind of coming up, like, and as you said, it's a massive constituency, but the main things that are coming up everywhere are housing, cost of living. Water was a thing that was coming up quite often in different ways, like either water being cut off and not being enough drinking water, or towards the east of the country, data centres taking a lot of water, or floods and stuff like that.
And that report was from Gavin O'Callaghan, and a full list of candidates can be found on the RTE website. Well, you're very welcome back to Galway. We're broadcasting today from the RTE studios at the ATU on the outskirts of Galway City in the Midlands Northwest European Parliament constituency. And we're going to talk now some more about the candidates, who might take a seat, who might spring a surprise. And I'm joined in the studio now by Professor Brendan Flynn, political scientist at the University of Galway, and Evan Murray, Western correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you both for joining me today. The Midlands Northwest constituency, 5 seats, an extra seat added thanks to Brexit. There are 3 incumbents, Maria Walsh of Fine Gael, Independent Luke Ming Flanagan and Chris McManus of Sinn Féin, who replaced Matt Carthy when he stepped down after being elected in the Dáil in 2020. Professor Brendan Flynn, just in relation to the incumbents first, do you see them all getting re-elected?
Incumbents usually have an advantage because they have this name recognition and they have this sort of personal brand recognition. But in this case, I have to say, I'm going to lean a little bit, Justin, on the poll that was produced yesterday by Ipsos and the Irish Times. And one thing that jumped out for me was Chris McManus from Sinn Féin is at 6% in that poll. Now, I hasten to add, that poll has a more significant margin of error than polls usually
have. It does.
So it may be that the poll is wrong, but this to me suggests there's some kind of problem with that particular candidate. He's at a lower distribution and a lower starting position for first preferences, which might indicate a problem, which I'm puzzled because Sinn Féin nationally are polling. The trend has gone a little bit down, but they're still very solid. So that stands out for me straight away.
It's worth bearing in mind too, though, isn't it, that Chris McManus didn't, you know, he was a replacement for Matt Carthy. So he wasn't front and centre the last time round. He doesn't have that advantage of having run.
True. On the other side, I should say that the good news, if you want to look at that for the other two incumbents, and that would be Luke Ming Flanagan and Maria Walsh of Fine Gael, is that they both seem to be holding up. Luke Ming, the last time in 2019, bear in mind, it was a different constituency. It had some different dynamics. He got about 14, almost 15% of the first preferences. According to this poll, he's at 11%. So he's absolutely in contention to keep a seat, although it'll go on very long with a 5-seater. The count will be very long. Maria Walsh, also polling very, very well.
OK. And the big question is, will Fianna Fáil's strategy, or their accidental strategy, depending on how you look at it, of running 3 candidates, Barry Cowan, Lisa Chambers and Niall Blaney, will that pay off for them, or is that a huge risk in this constituency?
I think the big story and the big unknown is how strongly Fianna Fáil come back in this election. And I think, in fact, what that poll is telling us is that Fianna Fáil definitely have the makings of a seat, and that's probably likely to be Barry Cowan. Mm. Whether it actually is strong enough in their performance to pull across Lisa Chambers is a massive unknown, and I would suggest it's probably unlikely. It would be one hell of a coup, but based on the somewhat underperformance of Sinn Féin in the poll, we could say there's some kind of binary relationship there between Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. Well, insofar as Sinn Féin don't do well, Fianna Fáil actually might have a very good European parliamentary
Sinn
election.
Sinn Féin are not doing badly in that poll. Now, it is worth pointing out that that is a poll of 500 people in a constituency with 15 counties. I mean, if you were to divide that, that's about 33 people per county.
Justin,
you know, I know you don't do it that way.
Justin, for the party that is polling nationally so well, to have two of their candidates under the 10% threshold is not where Sinn Féin need to be. Now, they're famous for pulling out at the last minute a very strong profile and a very strong campaign, and they are campaigning formidably out in the fields, but it is not exactly where Sinn Féin need to be.
How do you see this picture emerging for Sinn Féin? It's a constituency which has all five border counties in it, traditionally a pretty strong hinterland for Sinn Féin. How do you see them doing?
OK, well, I think Michelle Gildenew actually has a problem in the sense that she is polling well in... she's quite well known along the border counties where she's from, and she's doing a lot of hard work there. But if you come down Mayo, Galway, Roscommon, people actually don't know her, to the point they actually don't know who she is. She's outside of Sinn Féin voters. So I do think that while... I do think that Sinn Féin may take one seat. I do think so. I'd be quite anxious for Chris McManus if I was Chris McManus now.
Okay. And how, just given that you're living and working in this constituency, what issues are you seeing dominating on the campaign trail for the candidates?
Well, I think that one of the biggest problems that's facing all of the candidates is a complete lack of. There's just a huge amount of political apathy at the moment. People are not engaged in European elections. People are thinking about the local elections. I just did a straw poll of my family and friends last night, and I asked them, I gave them a list of candidates. Of these, who would you vote for? Who do you think? And a huge amount just said, out of recognition alone, quite a few voted for Maria Walsh. Luke Ming Flanagan, he's somewhat of a Marmite character. He has his base, absolutely. But other people would, he's...
But he has that name recognition. And Brendan Flynn, given the size of this constituency, name recognition is hugely important. You cannot canvass this entire constituency in its entirety. And so for candidates, and I'm thinking here of the likes of the former RTÉ correspondent Ciarán Mullooly, who has been one of the candidates who's been complaining that he hasn't been invited onto the television debate.
Okay.
Rory Hearn, another one. The name recognition is huge, and being out on debates is a big issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit more than just name recognition. It's also what you could call a personal brand, that your style of politics is different. Like, if I can say so, with Ming, he's a little bit of a maverick. He's not afraid to say things and rattle things, and sometimes use different ways of expressing things that the more established politicians may not want to do. And of course, other politicians can learn and do that as well. He's not unique in doing that. So it's more about that people sort of think the way that this candidate, male or female, does politics is a little bit different. And also some of the candidates develop specialisms on various issues that sometimes go beneath the radar. For instance, disability or the safe internet, regulation of a safer internet. Those are issues that sometimes have dropped below the radar, but they can actually be surprisingly effective on the doorstep.
Oh, we're almost out of time. Just want to... Go to prediction time and very quickly, Brendan Flynn, it's a five-seater. Give us your best shot very quickly.
I'm going to just take a guess that the two Fine Gael ladies managed to pull it across the line, which may or may not happen. I think Fianna Fáil will get one person elected. I'm going to be conservative and say that Sinn Féin do manage to get a person across
the
line.
And the final seat?
I think that'll go to Luke Ming, Flanagan,
And Yvonne, yourself?
Okay, well, three that I think will be elected: Barry Cowan, Luke Ming, Maria Walsh. And it's going to be an absolute dogfight for the last two seats. I think Nina Carberry has a chance. She's a likability factor, but we're not going to see too much of her because
because they're not putting forwards for, she's not going to be on TV or media that much. Lisa Chambers is polling surprisingly well, and she's very, very strong on TV debates, and that's coming up. Kieran Mullooly, I was surprised he wasn't polling better, to be honest, because from what I'm hearing, he's quite popular.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us today. That is all we have time for. Professor Brendan Flynn, political scientist at the University of Galway, and Evan Murray, Western correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you for your thoughts and your analysis. That's it from us from Galway for now.